Shalom, everybody. In this week's parsha, during Yaakov's struggle with the angel, the Malach tells Yaakov that his name will no longer be Yaakov. His name's going to be Yisrael. And why? Says the Malach, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Chavtes, Ki Sarisa Im Elokim V'im Anashim Vatuchal. You will be called Yisrael because Ki Sarisa, because you fought with God, you fought with people, Vatuchal, and you have prevailed. That's what the Malach says. But we've got to ask ourselves the question, is it true? Is it true that Yaakov really won? He beat? He prevailed against the angel? Did he really win? What does the Torah tell us at the end of the story? The Torah says, V'hud soleya al yirecho. Yaakov was limping. He didn't win. He lost. The angel wasn't limping. Yaakov was limping. So what's going on here? This question is asked by Rav Binyamin Chakovitsky, otherwise known as the Minsker Magid. He died in 1938. I have to say that I don't know that much about Rav Chakovitsky. If you do, I would ask you to please WhatsApp me privately. In any case, I saw this idea of the Minsker Magid in the Sefer Lekach Tov on our Parsha, and the Minsker Magid says the following. When two people are fighting, the winner is determined by what kind of fight they're having. If they're having a physical boxing match, for example, the winner is the one who hits more, who hits harder, who's stronger. However, if the fight is not a physical fight, but if it's a verbal debate, then the winner is determined by who has the most cogent opinions, who can explain his or her opinion more articulately, etc. However, says the Minsker Magid, what would happen if, for example, Reuven and Shimon were engaged in a verbal fight, a debate, a fight with words? And Reuven makes a clearer case. He's got better proofs. He's more articulate, etc. Reuven wins. He wins the debate. And then what would happen if Shimon, when he realizes that he's lost, Shimon leans over and gives Reuven a punch right in the guts? It's terrible. But what does it mean? It's clear that Reuven won. When Shimon resorted to physical violence in a verbal argument, it shows clearly that Shimon lost. Excuse me, and that, says the Minsker Magid, is exactly what's happening in our parsha. Yaakov and the angel were engaged in a spiritual battle, a spiritual struggle for the soul of the Jewish people, for the future of Am Yisrael. And then the Torah tells us exactly what happens. Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Chaf Beis, Vayar Kilo Yacholo. When the Malach saw that he could not win, he knew he lost. So what does he do? Vayiga Bichaf Yerecho. He hit him. He punched him. The Malach touched Yaakov on his thigh. The Malach hurt Yaakov physically as soon as he realized he couldn't defeat Yaakov on a spiritual level, on a spiritual plane. And unfortunately, this struggle between Yaakov and the Esavs of the world did not only happen then, it happens regularly. Bnei Yisrael is strong, we're resilient, we have emunah and we have bitachon in our genes. And therefore, and we've seen this all too often, Rachman al-Itzlan, when the Esavs of the world see that they can't defeat us on a spiritual level, vayiga b'chaf yerecho, we get beaten physically. That's the Minsker Magid. And perhaps one can suggest in a very different way and on a very different level, perhaps one can suggest that this is a phenomenon that we are witnessing today on the internet, on social media. The technology of the internet, the advances of smartphones can and should be an incredible opportunity for all of us to share ideas, to struggle with, and to debate major issues that impact us, poverty and equality and hunger, not to mention spirituality, monotheism, the incredible availability of information at our fingertips, and the way in which the world has gotten smaller and smaller. All of this really could and should have enabled all of us to tackle real world, spiritual, real matters through honest and open debates. However, and we've seen this unfortunately all too well, that is often not the case. Very often what starts out as a sincere debate, what begins as an honest discussion of ideas and opinions, what begins as vaye avek ish imo, very often ends up as vayar kilo yacholo, when one side realizes that they'll never win the debate. Very often it turns into vitriolic, venomous, hurtful insults and threats. What began as an honest exchange of ideas very often turns into vayiga b'chafirecho. And as God-fearing Jews, our job is to be an or lagoyim, a light for the nations, a light of honesty, of sincerity, of belief in Hashem, etc. And we will keep fighting those fights. But it's important for us to realize that we cannot and we must not be dragged down from a lofty debate into a physical wrestling match with the Esavs of the world. Have an amazing day, everyone.